California's attorney general is calling a new plan for the forests of the Sierra Nevada a betrayal of treasured forests and the public trust, and he's suing the Bush administration. In fact, groups from all sides are going to court over the plan, as we hear from Jason Margolis of member station KQED in San Francisco.
People here have been wrangling for 15 years over how best to manage 11 million acres of federal forest in the Sierra. The debate originally began over how best to protect spotted owls, and eventually widened to also consider ways to reduce the risk of wildfire. In 2001, a consensus plan known as the Sierra Nevada Framework emerged. It set criteria on the size of trees that could be cut and put most old-growth timber off limits to logging. But the Forest Service has scrapped that plan. Regional spokesperson Matt Mathis.
The 2001 plan, the original plan, looked very good on paper. But when we gave it to our district rangers out in the field and told them to make it happen on the ground, they would stand back and look at what they'd done, and they'd realize the plan was so conservative in terms of thinning the smaller trees that they had not reduced fire danger.
The new Forest Service plan roughly triples the amount of logging allowed and increases the size of trees that can be cut from 20 inches in diameter to 30. It also allows much greater access to old-growth trees. It's decidedly more aggressive. But according to Attorney General Bill Lockyer, it also violates environmental law and caters to the timber industry.
Basically, the Bush administration is saying, prove it's going to hurt somebody 50 years from now, otherwise we're going to let them go forward. And it used to be the burden would be on the industry to show that there would not be those wildlife or environmental damages.
The battle here is the same playing out through much of the West. For decades, the natural fire cycle within forests was suppressed, leaving them too dense and overgrown. There is broad agreement that thinning the forests could help make fire less a threat to forest communities. But there is not agreement on how much thinning is needed. In the Stanislaus National Forest, snow from recent storms has cloaked the foothills in a blanket of white. Piles of snow delicately balance on the branches of the ponderosa pine and incense cedar trees. Logger Mike Albrecht sees his handiwork in the landscape.
We're walking into a timber stand that we thinned about 4 years ago to help protect the community that's right nearby. And we're looking at a beautiful stand of timber. The larger trees have all been left. They're spaced about 20 to 25 feet apart.
His 25-person logging company depends heavily on contracts to thin national forest land here. For the past several years, he's only been allowed to clear brush and cut smaller trees, and he says that's made it hard to make a living.
The smaller the products coming off the forest, the more it costs to retrieve them. It makes a lot of sense to me to say, okay, we want to remove a lot of the small timber. That's what fuels the fires. Let's throw in a few of the larger trees. A few larger trees coming off will pay for a lot of smaller trees that need to be taken off.
The Forest Service says this new model will create more vibrant forests and cut the risk of wildfire. But environmentalists like Chad Hansen of the John Muir Project challenge that notion.
Well, the Forest Service and the timber industry just hope they can keep saying fire, fire, fire and scare the heck out of everybody and get everybody so confused that they won't look at the facts.
Hansen points out that while the old plan called for 70% of the thinning to take place near communities at risk for fire, the new plan cuts that requirement to only 50%.
The only effective way to protect homes is to thin undergrowth and brush within 200 feet of the home. So any attempts to log trees, you know, a mile, 2 miles away from a community, supposedly to protect that community, is disingenuous and is not based on the evidence.
Ann Hansen adds, larger diameter trees are mostly resistant to fire. But while opponents say the new Forest Service plan is too aggressive, the timber industry complains it doesn't go far enough. And so it's also suing the Forest Service for the right to cut more timber. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.